With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. More than a month after three special legislative sessions ended in Olympia, there's still no relief for rural landowners with regards to the state Supreme Court's Hearst decision restricting well drilling on farms and rural property. The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says there's a big gap in the amount and type of information the rest of the state is given about the ruling and its effects.
The media, a lot of them, I shouldn't say all of them, but a lot of them have dismissed Hearst as just a water issue, and then they focus on how the capital budget has been held hostage, which it has been held hostage, but there wasn't any other leverage available to negotiate a deal that would have provided an actual resolution to Hearst, not just kicking the can down the road, which is what the House proposals were, is to kick it down the road till 2018.
Clark says urban Washington just doesn't understand that the economy in rural parts of the state is still lagging.
No, they don't. And they don't realize that these rural communities are already struggling. They're already behind. The rural communities haven't recovered from the Great Recession a few years ago. And so it's really the agricultural community and the home builders and the contractors and the bankers that are the ones talking about what this decision could do to rural Washington. But it seems to kind of be falling on deaf ears at the moment.
Clark says she's still hopeful, but expects no decision until after the November election and we see how the balance of power shakes out in the Senate. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.